This morning I ask London to come and read the passage for us from Matthew 5. And after the passage, after his reading, Randy will be coming and introducing the sharing that will be happening this morning.
I am going to be reading from Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Thank you, London, for reading that scripture for us this morning. I'm really excited about the service this morning. It's been wonderful to worship together, and really excited that we can hear some stories from our youth. We have some very talented youth, and I just want to say, some people say the youth is the future of the church. I think we need to change that a little bit and say, you are the church right now. And you are fully Whitmer Heights, you are the body of Christ, and we need opportunities to hear stories of what God is doing in your life. And in the way it's directly connected to this passage is that this passage is all about letting our light shine. And I want to say this too to our youth. We may be small, but don't underestimate your light. You guys have incredible gifts, and I'm talking beyond just the three women sharing. I'm talking about all of our youth and young adults, junior youth, everyone. Let your light shine. We need to see your light. And so this morning we have an opportunity to see a little bit of the light of Christ in you. And that's something we should celebrate together. It's also significant that three women are sharing. Why do I say that? Women, we need to hear your voices. And we don't hear women's voices enough, in my opinion. And so I'm really grateful that we can hear three youth women's voices this morning. We're going to hear from Madeline Cockle, Ava Boyer, and Johanna Hoffer. Very talented, so many gifts. So let's just have a prayer before they share their stories. God, we thank you for our youth. Thank you for our junior youth and young adults. Thank you for the light of Christ that is in them. And God, as we read in this text that London shared, we're called to let our light shine in word and in deed. And so we pray this morning as we hear stories that we may see the light and we can continue to share it in this world. And so we pray a blessing over these youth as they share this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to start off with Madeline, and then Ava, and then Johanna.
Hello. As you know, my name is Madeline, and Randy asked me to share about how I've been growing spiritually and how God has been in my life. So I'm going to start. I grew up in this church. I grew up going to church, and God has always been in my life. Last year was really when I was starting to think about what kind of role he played in my life and how he was in my life, how he was present through everything I was doing. One thing was music, and I have fallen in love with music throughout many years, and I played the piano for 8 years, and I currently play the viola and I sing. So when I was in fifth grade, I joined the Mennonite Children's Choir of Lancaster, And at that point, I joined because I had a passion for singing. I was singing since I was like 3 years old or something. And joining that choir, I don't really think I was joining because of the religious factor. It wasn't very prominent in my decision to join. So through the years of singing in the choir, last year I moved up to the high school choir, the chamber choir, and I really took into account what I was singing about. It made me look at how God is everywhere. We sing songs from all around the world in different languages. We sing in Chinese, Kenyan, German, Latin, etc. We also do a lot of dance moves that are native to African culture or all different kinds of culture around the world. But when you really take a step back and you look at those words you're actually singing in the different languages and the different dance moves you do, you realize that there are people everywhere praising and worshiping God worldwide. And it's just, it's incredible. I have a verse here from Hebrews 2:12. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises." Music has helped me grow spiritually in so many ways. But as many of you know, I go to Conestoga Valley High School, and that's a public school. So God isn't usually present in most classrooms. There have been times when teachers bring up the Bible or they bring up the Golden Rule, but that's about it. And so the majority of the students in my school are Christians, but there are a handful that are not. And I really feel like I have to stand my ground in my school, showing that God is there and God is everywhere for everyone. But it's given me an opportunity to grow. So, it's a lot different than some people going to LMH and having that chapel and through in school. And just recently, in the beginning of January, I went to Camp Hebron with the youth group, and the focus there was relationships with God. And I really felt that I really connected with God when I was there, and I really, like, I strengthened my relationship with Him, and I was really glad I went. I was a little hesitant on going because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I hadn't gone last year, so I'm really glad I did, and I really feel like I'm a lot more connected with Him than I was. So I'm going to end with two verses. I have one from Psalms 45:18, and it says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." And one from Proverbs 15:3, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and good." Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ava. Recently, I've been doing things that have allowed me to see God in my life by, like, expanding my comfort zone and trying new things such as this. I've made friends from different countries, and I wasn't quite sure, like, what to say to them, like, to form a relationship. And I just had to trust in God that, like to know what to say for, like, wisdom. And now I just tried something, and I'm really close to those people now. Like, I went to Camp Hebron, like Madeline said, and there's a girl named Esther from Nigeria, and I grew closer to her, and we just, like through that at Camp Hebron, like, we were just bonding through, like, jokes and stuff. So I thought that it was really, like, God's presence there. I've also tried to make friends with, like, Chinese students at my school who aren't as fluent in English, but I've realized that, like, kindness is a language that everyone understands. Last year I took Spanish 1, but I decided to, like, try something new and do Chinese 1, and I've been really liking that, and, like, it helps me, like, expand the culture that I, like, experience, and I can relate to like the Chinese students more. And then a scripture is 1 Peter 4-8, and it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
Hi, my name is Johanna Hopper, and I'm a senior at Ephrata High School. I'm involved in a lot at school. I'm in a lot of clubs, and I play 2 sports, but I wanted to touch on my favorite activity that I'm involved with at school, which is student council. In student council, we do a lot. We run the homecoming, we do the pep rally, blood drive, spirit weeks, powder puff, and finally, my favorite event, the Christmas charity. So we spend the entire month of December raising money for 6 Ephrata families who are in need of a Christmas, and without us, they wouldn't have one. And so this year, I have a lot more time on my hands because I'm a senior, and I really wanted to be more involved. And a friend and I decided we wanted to make things different because we tend to do the same thing every year, so we wanted to do something new. So previously, the homerooms participated by just donating money for the cause, so they were just giving us money, so it wasn't really personal for them. And so we tried to make it personal by giving each homeroom a child, so they would get a 6-year-old boy who likes Legos and superheroes. And that was awesome to see. So many homerooms just pitched in and bought tons of gifts, so many that a whole child would be done because they bought so much, and we spend like $250 on each kids, so it was really shocking to see just how amazing the student body was in doing that. Randy also asked us to share about spiritual growth. So my past year has been very eventful. I've had a lot of highs and unfortunately a lot of lows, but each of these experiences brought me closer and closer to God. So I just wanted to share some of the defining moments of the year and how they affected my relationship with Christ. So this was 2 years ago, but in November 2015, I started dating a guy whose relationship with God was non-existent, and that's his word. I didn't know how to help him find God, so I just prayed constantly that God would give me wisdom and put his words in my mouth and help me to do the right thing. I was so terrified that I would mess up and be too pushy about it and then drive him from God and just ruin everything, but I had to decide to just put it all in God's hands. Then one night we're talking on the phone and Wyatt told me that he had been praying and he felt this huge weight lifted off of his shoulders. And I can't tell you how amazing that was for me because it was a total answer to prayer and all I could say was thank you. But it was just all him and I was just so happy that Wyatt had begun his relationship with God. And it was a huge, huge spiritual high for me. Then in April of 2016, a classmate of mine committed suicide. That was really tough. It was a horrible, horrible day when we found out. And all I could do was pray for the people who were really close to him and pray that they could experience healing and they would never find themselves in the situation that he found himself in. Then, in August of 2016, I finally figured out my calling. I helped out at a VBS for 1 week, and I realized how much I loved to work with kids, and how rewarding it was to see them excited about God, and just excited about learning in general. So I thought more and more about what kind of a teacher I wanted to be. Did I just want to be education, just in an elementary school, or did I want to be more? And so I worked in a special education classroom at my high school, and I love it. It is awesome and so rewarding and so fun. So I decided that next year, I'm going to attend Millersville University and dual major in early childhood education and special education. And I think that after that, I can get my master's in deaf ed and then be like my mom. So as I was looking through my Bible, I read through Philippians 4. And I realized that chapter in general is very meaningful to me. It focuses a lot on casting your anxieties on God and just putting it in his hands. But one very simple verse that defines my year would be Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. This year, I have been so focused and so mindful of the strength that Christ has given me, and so fully aware of the fact that without God, I would not have gotten through my year in one piece. I have leaned so hard on him, and I'm very, very thankful for the blessings and the happiness and the strength that he has given me. Thank you.
Thank you to each of you for sharing. I want to make sure you hear, as your pastor, that I see in Whitmer Heights a congregation that really loves and cares for and really values your guys' voices. And I just think we need to continue that. We need to keep praying together about how our youth's voices and lives are such a part of who we are, and our young adults. So let's just keep thinking about that together, about how we're a space that fully welcomes the gifts of our young people. I know this isn't the gathering time, but could you turn to the back of your bulletins into the gathering section? Johanna, and all of you, you shared some of the highs and some of the lows too in your spiritual growth and journey, and I think that's significant. As we think about our light shining, we acknowledge that sometimes our lights feel a little dim. Actually, our peace candle just went out, so gotta refill the oil maybe. But I mean, that is our lives sometimes, and I thank you for the vulnerability there and sharing some of the hard times too. And I like words in here. So could we read this together? And as we read it, may we be grateful for the stories of our young people. And also, as this says, maybe together be a city alight with praise, a city that makes known the glory of the Lord. And I think that your stories this morning helped us to see another glimpse of the glory of the Lord in your lives and in who we are. So thank you. So let's read this together as a response to them in the gathering. Come, you whose lamps are blazing, and come, you whose lamps are dim. Come, salty ones, and come, you whose lives are feeling bland. Come, worship the one who was and is to come. Our God who restores our lamps with oil. Our God who renews our saltiness. So that together we may be a city alight with praise. A city that makes known the glory of the Lord.